Issacha has won in partnership. Let's discuss the time frame. So Ramusha, when discussing how long the partnership should be, he said it's got to be more than just a few days a week. It's got to be long enough that the Issacha can basically devote himself to learning with peace of mind. See, so practically speaking, how long is this? So Ramusha quotes the Gemara in Kesubah Staf Samach Beis on Beis that Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham can go away to learn for 2 or 3 years without his wife's permission, because if it's just for 1 year, then that's not enough for him to really be koina an extensive knowledge of Torah. And Ramosha feels it'll be the same for Issachar's own agreement. And therefore he says it should be for at least 3 years. So Ramosha says, this is all in Igros Moshe Yodea Chelik Dalet Simon Lamet Zayin. He says, ideally, the agreement should be for a minimum of 3 years. But if it's difficult to find a Zavulun for that long, then it should be for at least a year. Now, another big question discussed is Mitzad Issachar. Let's say the Issachar realizes he could scrape by, just about scrape by, or he could go into a partnership with Zavulun, whereby he'd have, he'd be able to have a little bit more. So what's better? So he asked this shayla to Rav Pinchas Zvichi, and this is in Brona Terrace, Paz, Chilik Aleph, in Choshen Mishpot, Simon Tes Zayin, and he wants to know what's better. Should he try and scrape by himself, or should he go into a Yisachar Zavonon relationship? So Rav Zvichi quoted the following from Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, which is brought in Sam's Chaim, Yeridea Simon Tof Kuf Gimel. Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld said there seems to be a steer in Chazal. On the one hand, the Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalad, we say, Zui Derech Shal Torah, what's the Derech Shal Torah? Pas Menach Teichal, a person should have bread with salt, have a little bit of water, sleep on the ground, and basically live a life of deprivation, and on Amelis B'Torah, and the Mishnah says, and if you do this, Ashrecha V'Tovlach. Sounding like life of poverty is good. On the other hand, Chazal and Irvin Nun Hemabes say that Tam Chacham should not be living in a city with no vegetables available, because if there's produce available, then there's a higher standard of living, and that's better. So it seems to be a stira. What's better, bread and water, or to be able to have slightly more luxurious living? Not a complete luxury, but slightly more luxurious living. So Russell Chaim Sonnenfeld says like this. He says, Pshat in the Mishnah Avos isn't telling you that you should be living in poverty. Avada not. But what it means is that a person should be prepared to live such a life, that even if a person had such a psak on him, he should still make sure that he learns Torah. But of course, it's proper to live it's proper for a person to live a more comfortable living, so the poverty shouldn't become something that he can't bear, making it impossible to continue learning. Bekitza, the most important point is the learning itself. And therefore, if Issachar will learn better with financial backing, then that's certainly more correct. And that's what Rav Zvichi told this questioner. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to support anyone learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can support anyone. He can find the means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured a system where Talmid Chacham will need financial support from others, and that's for the benefit of the Zavulans. And therefore, he told this particular Talmid Chacham, enter into Issachar's ordinary relationship so that you can live with a bit more Menuchas HaNefesh, and that way your Torah will actually be more improved, and you'll also be able to mezakah Zavulan with that. And just to illustrate, it's a very impressive Issachar's ordinary relationship. Rav Yitzchak Zalman Meltzer, who was a Rosh Shiva of the famous Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, he drew up for one of his Talmidim a Issachar Zavonin relationship. And this was between someone called Reb Gershon ben Ari Yehuda Halevi Levin. And he committed to support a Bacha by the name of Yisrael Yaakov ben Aaron, ben Reb Aaron Fisher. And it's a very long, proper contract signed by the parties. And Reb Yitzchak Zalman he signed on it as well. And this contract was drawn up in 1941. And when it was drawn up, Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who was the bacha in this contract, was 13 years old. And after years of learning diligently, he went on famously to become the Av Beis Din of the Eidei Charedus. And he was a renowned posek, and the author of Tshuva Sforim. And therefore, This shows us how great these Yisachar Zevulun partnerships can be. And just to finish off with the words of Or HaChaim in Devarim, Pirik Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, he talks on the words of Smach Zevulun B'Tisecha. Zevulun, you should rejoice when you go out. He says, it's talking about when Zevulun goes out to work. As we know, when a person goes out to work, he doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know if he'll be successful. He doesn't know Bichla when embarking on a career for finding a suitable job. So Or HaChaim says that the Torah shows Zevulun, the Zevulun who is prepared to support Torah, that the Torah says, Smach Zevulun, that when even at the outset, when he's preparing himself to go out to walk, he can already be in a state of simcha because it's a shliach mitzvah. And therefore, to the Rechaim, with that, his success is at least somewhat guaranteed and he should have a state of simcha because of it. This is the end of the discussion of Yisachar Zevulun relationships. And with Shem, we're going to start discussing a little bit about Yichud Shailas as they relate to the workplace. Obviously, first we're going through some sodas and then applying it to workplace shailas.